This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The unprecedented flooding in parts of Louisiana continues today. Governor John Bel Edwards says more than 20,000 people have had to be rescued. Tens of thousands of homes are at risk. It is historically bad down there. But using words like historic and unprecedented could start to be tricky when we talk about rain and floods, because we're going to be using those words a lot. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
The news sounds terrible.
Tonight, a desperate rescue effort for a growing catastrophe. Now more than 7,000 people in Louisiana rushed to dry land.
Terrible, but could it also be sounding familiar? This from Houston just 4 months ago.
This morning, a city submerged by historic flooding. 17 inches in a matter of hours.
If it feels like there's more of these kinds of storms happening these days...
The short answer is yes, they have been increasing.
David Easterling is a research climatologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says they've been increasing for the past 60 years. Global warming is making it worse.
As the air temperature increases, then we have a greater capacity to hold moisture in the atmosphere. And so we do see these heavier rainfall events occurring even more often in the future.
With those rains, there's the need to manage the water. Eric Halpin is with the Army Corps of Engineers. He oversees more than 3,000 dams and levees. Most are 50 or 60 years old.
They were designed for the events and, frankly, the population of a couple of generations ago.
In its latest report card, the American Society of Civil Engineers gave all of the nation's dams and levees a D and D minus, respectively. Upgrading them won't be cheap.
Just within the Corps of Engineers, you're talking about tens of billions of dollars.
Still, Halpin says the cost is worthwhile.
The choice for the country really is to either invest on the front end in these preventative measures. So it's safety programs where you're evaluating the risk and acting on it ahead of time, or to live in a disaster relief environment.
Some cities are investing in prevention. Houston's mayor recently appointed Stephen Costello to be the city's chief resilience officer.
Prior to 2010, the city was spending about $100 million on street and drainage improvements annually. Today, we're spending almost $300 million.
He says that will probably double over the next decade. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.